Good morning, RVA. It's 31 degrees, and with highs in the 50s, you can expect rain later today and possibly some sort of slush snow situation this evening. We'll see what below freezing temperatures overnight mean for that situation tomorrow morning, I guess. Water cooler. Whoa, what a fascinating night at City Council. The agenda was packed, the house was packed, and even the RVA Council hashtag was packed. Bottom line, it's exciting to see so many people interested and involved in what their local government is up to, and dang, did local government put on a show last night. First, the particulars. Six-pack chickens passed, a paper to expand VCU's jurisdictional footprint passed, the new scooter ordinance passed, and the ordinance prohibiting the Brook Road bike lanes failed on a 3-6 vote. That's no Addison, Larson, Agelasto, Robertson, Newbill, Jones, and yes, Gray, Hilbert, Trammell. You can find links to all of these papers and video from the meeting when it gets posted over on Legistar. Second, this was Council President Newbill's first go at running a contentious meeting, and her leadership style is way different than Councilmember Hilbert's hands-off approach. At one point, earlier in the evening, when Council discussed the paper about expanding VCU police's footprint, the crowd got a little rowdy. Councilmember Trammell got a little rowdy in response, and instead of having folks escorted out of council chambers by police, President Newbill called for a recess. What wisdom! If she'd have thrown out the loud audience members during a discussion about the police, no less, that would be the entire story this morning. Instead, she shut down the exchange, and when she gavelled the meeting back in order, she moved immediately to a vote with no further discussion, and the tension in the room dissipated. I was impressed. Third, 1,000,001 people turned out to speak in favor of the Brook Road bike lanes. It's incredible that Bike Walk RVA managed to get dozens and dozens of folks organized and educated to give thoughtful and respectful public comment during an hours-long meeting on a Monday night. They are the local advocacy game in town. As for the bike lane ordinance itself, I think Nicholas Smith on Twitter nailed the long-term consequences. Quote, ironically, this ordinance hugely backfired. Safer, better biking and walking infrastructure is now the mainstream, popular position. Opposition is a politically risky one. Politicians and staff who support biking will be rewarded. Those who oppose, ostracized. In news you will absolutely not believe, the Richmond Times-Dispatch has hired Pamela Stahlsmith as its next opinions editor, the first woman to hold that title. They're ditching unsigned editorials, and they'll create, quote, a community advisory board to help facilitate dialogue between the readers and the opinion staff about key issues and topics. This is shocking! I didn't think meaningful change on the editorial side of things was possible without wholesale leadership change. Stahlsmith starts on February 18th. Mark your calendars. I'll be the first to admit that I don't know whether or not the GOP proposal for an independent redistricting commission coming out of the House of Delegates is a good one or not. Graham Mumoth, RTD, has the details, and One Virginia 2021 has three ways in which the General Assembly can improve the proposal. One, full transparency of all meetings. Two, clear rules prohibiting gerrymandering. And three, criteria to keep existing communities together. That middle one seems like kind of a big deal. Anyway, follow at One Virginia 2021 on Twitter for the latest. The Virginia Mercury was at yesterday's Red for Ed March in support of more state funding for education. Michelle Hankerson has the write-up, and Ned Oliver has a great picture. Here's another great picture from the RVA subreddit of the crowd stretching all the way down Franklin Street on its way to the Capitol. This morning's patron long read is titled The Oral History of Office Space, Behind the Scenes of the Cult Classic. Patron Jeremiah shared this oral history of Office Space in which I learned 1,000 interesting facts. I also cannot believe that we're 20 years out from that movie's release. Here's an excerpt. Root. Milton's glasses were so thick, I had to wear contacts in order to see. I had zero depth perception. I had to practice reaching for the stapler. Thankfully, we painted it red. Swingline didn't make red ones back then. Judge, we tried to use Boston and Bostitch brand staplers, but they wouldn't clear us to use the name. McGinley, my scenes were mostly with Paul Wilson. He came up with a line where he can't say Samir's last name. Naga, well, not gonna work here anymore. It was like jazz on that set. They do. The part where I breakdance in the apartment was improvised, too. I'd work during the day and breakdance at night with my Indian friends in Austin. We had a hardcore crew. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user RVA Daily, and is a drone photo of yesterday's Red for Ed March at the Capitol Building. Intro and outro music by Tommy Beekman. You can find more of his music at soundcloud.com/Tommy Beekman. And you can find links for all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.